Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you for tuning in to the International Black Summit Talk Show. My name is Clara Lyons-Devon, and I will be your host for this talk show broadcast. This segment is called You're Invited. Tune in here with me every third Sunday because this is the place to keep you involved in the conversation of the International Black Summit and informed of the many summit events and activities going on around the globe. It is your opportunity to be in communication via this show or in person with others who are immersed in the conversation of the summit. I would like to welcome and thank everyone who is listening tonight live. And if you'd like to call in with comments or questions, the call-in number is 646-716-9827. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the International Black Summit, the International Black Summit is a gathering of people of Black African descent from diverse backgrounds, countries, lifestyles, opinions, and views who come together to celebrate and empower the vision of the Declaration and to explore questions and issues which empower participants to realize their vision for the Black community and the world. The summit is a place to clear yourself so you are able to hear what life is telling you. It is a conversation of acknowledgement, praise, and celebration of who we are as a people and the contribution we are to the world. For more information about the International Black Summit, you can listen to previously recorded shows at www.blacksummit.org/talkshow. Or if you'd like to register for the annual event, this year being held in London, England, log on to the International Black Summit website at www.blacksummit.org. Tonight, we will be chatting about the International Black Summit Leadership Weekend, and I have two very special guests, Ms. Susan Shelton and Mr. Edwin Devon. I want to thank you both for joining me tonight. Welcome.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
Always good to see you again.
Could you share a little bit about yourself, who you are in the summit community, and where you're located?
Edwin, may I go first?
Ladies first.
Great, thanks. As Clara said, my name is Susan Shelton. I live in the beautiful city of Oakland in California. Been a resident out here for quite a many years. I was introduced to the summit here in Oakland in 1993 and have been participating in that conversation since then, both as a participant and as a facilitator.
Very cool, very cool. Thank you. Edwin?
Edwin Devon, president located in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. The bulk of my activities take place in Camden, New Jersey, where I teach middle school and high school music. I'm a facilitator of the International Black Summit. I also work along with the Skype team, which is now a talk show we do on the computer, which is very international. And I'm also I was part of the youth. I'm not going to say I'm a part of it now, mainly because I'm not as active as I was, but I have been a youth facilitator at one time.
Very cool. Very cool. Susan, can you hear Edwin?
I can.
Wonderful. Wonderful. For those of you who are listening in our audience, the International Black Summit has an annual event, and if you've been listening to our broadcast over the past year, you know that that event is held the first weekend in August. And after the summit event, we usually have a series of planning meetings, with the first one usually held in October, which is, you know, where we are now. Susan, can you share a little bit about kind of the typical outline of events of a planning weekend and kind of the general purpose of the events on each day?
Great. Thanks, Clara. As Clara said, our Leadership Weekend is coming up this weekend in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. We'll be joining and being hosted by Clara and Edwin. And those weekends are an opportunity for our participants, we call them the Summit family, to come join us wherever we are in the country or, in fact, around the world, inside of doing the work, in quotations, of the summit. And that work has been evolving for a good while now. Again, you know, the summit started in 91, and we used to have these weekends and call them planning body meetings. And essentially, we took care of the event work of the summit. It was 2 days of actually organizational building work and a day of facilitator training. As we've continued to evolve over the years, we now define ourselves as a leadership body. And the leadership body is made up of different committees that people have generated out of their passion for whatever work they are in engaged in. And we spend those weekends looking at the work that's gotten generated and that is emerging, and explore and engage how the summit is unfolding as a result of that. The summit is not a typical organization, as you would think, in terms of membership, et cetera, but it actually is more of a generating entity, a generating body, where people engage with one another around what they're up to in their lives. And that, and some of those things actually are a result of their participation in the summit. But it is also a generator of support for whatever people are up to. Clara, do you have in front of you, as it's not coming to my mind, what the purpose of the summit is?
The purpose of the summit is for people to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the world.
And that, then, is what the conversation of the International Summit is at its core. It is a body of folks who are coming together in support with a commitment to listen people sincerely, authentically, and keenly, such that we're able to engage with them in a very intimate setting, in a very intimate way, to find out what they're up to, what their vision and purpose is as they see it, and then what they need in order to deliver on that in the world. And that essentially is the work of the summit, if you will. And those leadership weekends outside of the annual event that Clara mentioned in different localities around the world, the first weekend in August, these leadership body weekends are an opportunity for the different committees to come together, and we create an energy, quite frankly, by coming together and listen for what's getting unfolded inside of this conversation of the International Black Summit.
Awesome. That's really a really good overview. And one of the things that Susan is talking about, we have kind of different segments. So there's like the facilitator body that you talked about, and the facilitator group has a section of the weekend. And then the planning body members, or what was the planning body members, now the leadership team, has a portion of the rest of the weekend to kind of develop what's going on. So, like, if you were to look at your perspective on how the purpose of the weekend has expanded and evolved over time, what are some of the main things that you see?
Let me answer that in two ways. One, I want to invite Summit family members and members of the facilitator body and the leadership council to also call in. As I think our body understands, Susan, I tend to be one that watches the history unfold of the summit. In terms of the details of the summit, I understand Rosemary Blank, a partner and facilitator, was on the call the last time you had a show, who we depend on, is one of the people I depend on for the details of the summit. So you can expect me to answer your questions from a perspective of the historical evolution in the way that I see it. So, as I said, we started out having planning body meetings, and those planning body meetings were open to anyone that had done the summit. Again, mostly focused on the organizational development, and that's the policies and procedures of the body, what eligibility was, what the requirements for being in the summit was, securing hotels, securing meeting spaces, during the kind of enrollment and registration for people to come participate in whichever locale we were in. In the last 4 or 5 years, we have engaged in a conversation of completing, and that's completing in the way that you know the word to be, looking to see if we had in fact delivered on at present how we had constituted ourselves. And we saw that we had, and then it sparked then an investigation. So where are we now? So let's like look in this moment and see where we are now. And no roadmap, no blueprint, just a really keen listening and engaging inside of these distinctions that we use in the summit to look and see and be present to where we were now. And so out of that, people really started generating from their love, their passion, and their desires about what was coming up for them in terms of the International Black Summit. Like, who are we out in the world? And for me, it's who is the summit, or what is the summit for me? And in looking at that, things just started to develop. So for myself, I'm on 3 or 4 committees, the facilitator body being one of those. And as someone in that committee participating in, as a result of participating in that community, then I'm in this leadership body. And I happen to also sit on the leadership council. And what we do on our facilitator body call is we are responsible for the curriculum of the summit. We are responsible for listening to and bringing forth what is being present in the moment. And luckily, Claire and Edwin are both here who can take my language that can sometimes sound very jargony and begin to interpret it with their assistance in ways that I think the general public can hear. But we really are a body of people coming together to create a space to listen for what life is giving us. People call it life, people call it God, people call it spirit, they call it any number of things. And that's the basis of our being together, is there are no restrictions on how you deliver yourself, only that if you hear something inside of our declaration, we invite you to come and explore with us what's trying to be delivered inside of that declaration. And the committees are in that work, too, some of them very specific, like Edwin mentioned, the Skype team, which is our effort to be in an international conversation with folks who are interested in this declaration. And we have the typical teams that you can also think about, operations and fundraising and finance, things of that nature, but also things completely outside the realm of even what I can think of that people have a passion about and wanting to explore inside of this clearing called the International Black Summit.
That's really very cool, because that's one of the things that I saw, you know, in terms of our evolution, this whole generation of teams based on, you know, people participating based on their interests, you know, what they see as their vision, and as you say, what life is giving them to contribute. And what's resulted in that for me is what I call a webbed organization structure. And that really is a lot stronger and broader than a typical hierarchy when you see, you know, the management style, because it allows a lot more people to be involved, and the planning and expansion efforts really have a lot more freedom to create. Like this talk show. You know, this talk show is the result of the passion and the vision of Lenar and John, and said, wow, we're expanding the conversation of the summit. Let's develop a talk show team, and the purpose of this team is to get out information about the summit and what we're doing and the various types of conversations that we have so that people can participate. The other thing is the use of technology, you know, how that has really allowed folks to participate no matter where they are in the world, you know, which makes it more cost-effective and convenient. So you mentioned Skype. We were in Anguilla in August for our annual summit, and we also had a Skype conference going on, and there were people in Africa and in Canada and all throughout the United States who were participating, having the same conversation and dialogue and dynamics that we were having in the room, you know, the texting, the blogging, the emailing. And also the other thing that I see is this inclusion of folks in our expansion who didn't attend the annual summit, like our criteria is changing for, you know, who's involved and how they can participate so that someone could show up at a planning meeting and if they see something, get involved and, you know, kind of allows for more organic versus linear management of the conversation in our expansion, you know, to accommodate people who are drawn, you know, drawn to this conversation. I want to acknowledge we have two callers, 917 and 424. Do you have a question or a comment?
Good evening, Clara and Susan. I heard Edith in the call. This is Oren. I got a message. I got an email from Susan to join the call. So I'm here listening to give my support. And what you're saying is just on point. And with you and Susan, it couldn't be better said.
Awesome. And, well, thank you for joining.
Thank you. And giving people, it could be better said, giving people a flavor of what a summit is, you know, and the whole magic of the summit and the possibility of it.
All right. What team are you participating on, Orin, and where are you now in the world? Because you're already...
I'm in New York, in Brooklyn, actually. And I'm in the facilitator body. I'm, you know, involved with that. And the prerequisite team. Mm-hmm. So I'm also involved in that. And those are the two main ones at this point that I'm basically involved with.
You're on the leadership council.
That's right.
As well.
Once you're a member of the team, you would that would also make it to be on the leadership council. So yes,
great.
I am there too.
Wonderful. And we have a caller on 424. Who's there? Do you have a question or a comment? Okay, well, feel free to listen in. If you are listening or if you would like to call in, that number is 646-716-9827, and you can, you know, join the conversation or just listen in. That's fine as well.
Here's Shakesha. Hello.
Hi, Shakesha. How are you?
Hi, Shakesha. Okay. I'm so excited. The show is great. Enjoyed the intro from Susan about the International Black Summit and just listening to the show, listening to Release, I Release and Let Go. I mean, I'm just, it's great.
Wonderful. And where are you in the world these days?
Well, I am now in the in North America, in the continent of North America. It's always important to ask me what continent I'm on.
Yes,
and yes, and I'm in Compton. I'm in Compton, California.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I appreciate you being with us for this thing. And what teams are you participating in for the Leadership Weekend?
Well, as Susan was saying, it's so many teams that are showing up, and as she said, your passion is. Will lead you until I get very passionate. And so I'm in the facilitator body team on that one. I'm on the prerequisite team. I'm on the community summits events or / community events and the sponsorship, our sponsor program. And I started being in the team of, we have a lot of people, as you said earlier, from around the globe. So one of the things we've looked at is the visas, dealing with visas when people are coming across, you know, different continents. So those are some of them. What's great is you can be on as many as you like. You know, sometimes I'm not on all of the ones that I'm there, but people are always, the team's busy, and the team keeps you updated and always lets you know you're part of the team. So those are some of the things, the places I hang out in.
That's great. And one of the key things about, you know, the International Black Summit that know, our listeners need to get is this whole idea of self-generation. You, when people come to organizations, they usually say, okay, what can you give me? You know, what can you provide? And the summit is really a space that if you see a need, it's, you know, you're calling that need from yourself and out of some commitment that you have. I was talking to a person yesterday, and she's like, do you do voter registration? And I was like, no, we don't have a voter registration team, but if that's a passion that you see, that's something that you can generate inside of this conversation. And I'm sure there would be other people who would join you in, you know, fulfilling on your vision for what you see to put into your community. So the summit is definitely a place of self-generation. And this year in our leadership weekend, we're having it Friday, October the 24th, which will run through Sunday, October the 26th. As Susan was sharing, it's in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And the person who is responsible for this is Mr. Edwin Devon. And Edwin, I wanted to ask you, what did you see that had you call the first meeting after the Anguilla 2008 summit to be held in Cherry Hill, New Jersey?
Hello, Clara. Let me think. Well, I thought that Cherry Hill would be just as nice a place as anywhere else in the world to have a leadership body meeting and also provide many of my friends who asked me about the summit an opportunity to experience the summit in a prerequisite or a summit share, or they could even take part in a leadership body meeting. I know at the time that was an added plus, because you know that people can do that now, which is held Saturday and Sunday. Friday night, we're going to have the summit share, and in the morning, we're going to have a meeting.
So was there something specific that said, you know, besides sharing it with your friends, was there anything else that, because you were really pumped up. You were like, Cherry Hill, come to New Jersey.
I really thought it would be a good way to kickstart my year. Sometimes I like to play in a lot of different arenas, and this would give me a chance to still stay in the conversation and be taking care of my own business.
Can you share with our audience what your vision is and how it relates to the work you're doing with your students and the students that you work with?
My vision. So, my vision has changed several times. Right now, I think that I'm using music to, as a tool for inner city students to find a way into college and to just better themselves as human beings. And that's the tool to use all these distinctions to help kids begin noticing different things in their lives.
And what would you say your vision is?
Okay. My vision is to change the world through music.
Change the world through music.
To enlighten the world through music.
To enlighten the world through music. I like that. That's really, really nice. And one of the things that you were wanting to develop for this weekend was a bringing a youth summit to your students. And can you talk about what you thought would be available for your students by participating in a youth summit?
Well, I see that my students are seeking education and better ways of life. I work with a really unique group of students. Many of them are talented and special type of students. Those are the students that are seeking a better way of life, I want to say. So in that, if you're always feeding them, you know, positive things and things to do, they'll always come back. So the summit would just be that match to explode that awareness that they had.
Clara, might I interject?
Yeah, I was just thinking, you've been an adult facilitator for very, very many years, and you really have the benefit of observing kind of the before and after of young people who, you know, participated in the Youth Summit. So, you know, what kind of things have you seen in terms of the shifts in the youth after the youth conversation?
So hopefully I'll respond to that inside of using Edwin. And for any of you listeners that are not aware, Edwin and Clara are partners as husband and wife, and used to live out here in Oakland as well. We're part of our team here in Oakland. And as Edwin was creating this weekend, who I know Edwin to be is very emblematic of what I think is the possibility of the summit conversation in the world. And I do mean the world, because it's an international organization. And Edwin works in the Camden urban area in the high school system as a music teacher. And Edwin always keeps us informed about what's going on with his students. I'll say both the good and the bad and the ugly, though I don't see any of it that way. I know it can be heard and perceived that way. But Edwin, in his life as a teacher, and did the same thing here in Oakland and as on Omega Psi Phi, because I know Blood well, so I can tell you all about this, sees the possibility of who our children are and takes it to heart and is very passionate about it. So inside of his passion, his participation in the summit gets to live out in the world. So the last two lines of our declaration, and I hope we will share that with you in a few moments, is that we're up to transforming the universe, and that we think that we have a very specific task as people of African descent to listen for what that particular work is. Edwin's happens to show up in our school system with some of our most valuable resources, our children, and he is a complete, unadulterated, and unapologetic stand for the possibility of our children. No matter what you hear in the media, no matter what you hear in the general conversation about what African children are, whether they're in the U.S. or around the world, he is a complete stand for it's not so. And even if they buy into the conversation, I'm standing that they are not, that they have they have the potential and possibility to be the examples and the next generation of the people that do our work, you know, as human beings on the planet. And Edwin continues to stand for that. So he exposes his children, the children that he has responsibility for, to worlds that they might not otherwise get in this moment. So he invites us to Camden, and other people from different countries in the world or different cities in the U.S. have invited this summit conversation into their communities to transform it. That he does the work as a facilitator to transform himself, and as he transforms himself, he transforms his community, and his children happen to be part of that. And so when we go to areas that we've been invited to, it's to bring that summit conversation to that space. It's particular to whoever wants to engage it. So we do some intimate and critical listening about what's going on. What's going on with you, such that you are not delivering on all you want to deliver on inside of your personal vision. And that's our work. It's very intimate, it's very personal, and it's about you, the individual. It's not about the organization of the summit, because we are not that. Our sole purpose is to have people deliver on what they're up to in the world. And that's our commitment and our work inside of our declaration to transform the universe.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Susan. That's really, really beautiful. As Edwin's wife, I can say how wonderful he is and acknowledge what he's doing, and, you know, to be like, it gets brushed away, but for you to share how powerful he is in what he's doing with the youth in the schools, you know, is really, really special. And one of the things that I'd like to share that I don't know if everyone is aware of, inside of the work that he has been doing, his band, the high school band of Camden High School, has been invited to play in the inaugural parade for the next president of these United States of America.
Yes. Awesome, awesome. Whoa.
Respect.
Yes, much respect. And we're in the process now of, collecting, trying to raise funds so that the children are able to attend, because a lot of them don't have, means to go. And to get, the school board and everyone on board with sending these children for the weekend, that particular weekend, in Washington, D.C. And as we all know, this election has touched so many people and really expanded people's listening for what's possible in a way that I don't think any other election has done. And I think that the work he is doing is a direct testament to that as well. So I want you to know, Mr. Devon, that I appreciate you and the work that you're doing.
Here, here. Here, here.
Yes. So, Susan, you mentioned the declaration, so I just wanted to share it with our listening audience. I'm just going to read it. The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. And this document was generated in Atlanta, Georgia on October 7th, 1991.
And it serves as the basis for the work that we do. It is the space that we generate out of. It is how we define ourselves and our actions, if you will. And what's so great about it is the possibilities of its expression are as limitless as there are people who hear that for themselves. So generally we find people who participate in the summit conversation in whatever way that they do heard something in that declaration about themselves, not about the world that they live in, but about themselves, or at least that's the work that we do with them to end up. One of our powerful distinctions, in my opinion, is the no out there conversation. So when I say that we listen people intimately and critically, it's to begin to listen to what their conversation is about their world and then begin to engage them in where their conversation comes from. What is generating it? What gives it life? And as you begin to drill down about what gives your conversation life in the world, we can hear some of the places where it's looking to expand itself. So when you generate from a place to say that every community is whole and complete, then automatically there is implicit in that is there's nothing wrong here. that whatever you're listening to in the media, whatever you're listening to in your head that says that something is wrong here, let's investigate that. And in the investigation of that, we expand this conversation of the summit to the possibility of the transforming the universe, which may sound very huge, but we understand in terms of the work that we're doing and what Spirit has unfolded for us, that that universe means me. That universe means you. And in the transforming of you and me, our universe gets transformed. And not from some anecdotal place, but from some very real and tangible ways. Again, Edwin and the work that he does in the Camden School is our work to transform the universe, and we do it through him. His universe is getting transformed through every life that he touches. That's our work.
Hi, this is Tracacia. Hello?
Yes, you had a comment.
Look here, hon.
Yes. You know, thank you so much, Susan, and Claire, for sharing the declaration. And as Susan was saying, when I first heard the declaration, and as we shared at the beginning and at the ending of our summits and the times that we gathered together, and as I would listen to it, I would always be just overwhelmed because it seemed so huge. But as I started, as Susan was saying, looking inside of myself, it started to grow me. I started to become huge. I started to use the distinctions of declaration and self-generation, self-generating, to the point where, you know, back in 2005 when I was watching the news about Hurricane Katrina, and I was just like, oh, my goodness, all of these schools are closing. And I also, I'm a school teacher. And at first I was just like, oh, my goodness, this is horrible. This doesn't work. And then I was like, wait a minute. I can do something. And just through declaration and self-generating, what I said was, I'm going to New Orleans and help a school, help, you know, be of service. Now, in that moment when I said that, I had no idea how that would happen. But from what I get from the declaration, it didn't matter for me to know how. It was just my passion and my self-generating that would, you know, say that. And, I mean, the whole universe shifted and followed my declaration to the point that 2006, we had our summit in New Orleans. So, you know, and long story short, I actually got to work with a school in New Orleans, the Martinez Kindergarten. I'm still involved with it, and we've been working on some things. So, I mean, like, that's one of the ways for me that the declaration lives and breathes inside of me. And inside of that, what's happening now is I'm self-generating and declaring that I'm going to have a youth conference in London in 2009 called Why GLAD, which stands for Youth Global Leadership Academy Development. Because as I participated with the summit, one of the things that keeps showing up for me is youth leadership and globalness. And I have no idea how to have a conference in London for youth. But out of self-generation and declaration, you know, I'm putting that out and I'm sharing that because that's what the International Black Summit has been for me, a place to share myself, a place to just be what the declaration is saying. I hear it in me, you know. So, like, I'm excited, I'm scared, you know, I'm sharing it in this show because one of the things the International Black Summit has been for me is a place to share things I don't know how to do. It's a place for me to fall down and get up, and it's a place for me to be brilliant and magnificent. So, you know, I'm just so glad you guys shared the declaration like that, because, you know, I moved. It's like, okay, you know, how am I going to do that? And two, it's in watching what Edwin has done with his young people and the way he shared, especially through music. And one of my pieces is to have my group have a band. It's going to be only one instrument band, but out of Edwin, I got the possibility I can have a band. So it's just amazing how we interconnect and interweave with each other through the declaration in the International Black Summit.
That's really very cool, Shakesh. And the other thing that's like present for me too is how the summit conversation, I don't know if the summit conversation seeks out communities or communities seek us out. Like, you know, we were called to be in New Orleans, and we had no way of knowing that Hurricane Katrina was going to happen, but just the whole way it lined up, and then being able to go, as you did before and after the summit, and help the people in those communities, you know, to help the people in those communities to, you know, go through what they were going through. Now that we have a community summit team, and their objective is basically, we've been a lot of places with the summit conversation, and once we've been there, people want to continue the conversation, and the community summit team is looking at ways that the work can continue, that people can continue to self-generate what works for their community on an ongoing basis, you know, locally. So as a result of having the Leadership Weekend here in Cherry Hill, I've been working on a community event with my sorority through Building Economies Responsible for Funding Our Community in Real Estate, which is the area of that I'm excited about and passionate about. And in folding the managers in my corporation about, you know, meetings and what we were trying to do, they got really excited and, you know, are willing to back and support this project that this other project I have going on in, you know, with the real estate venture. And it's like, there's so, as you say, Shakesha, there's so many possibilities, and you just step out into those things that excite you. And the conversation of the summit itself helps me, like, do that, you know, step out boldly and powerfully and generate myself those things that I'm passionate about. It's also what I see and how I see myself inside of the declaration.
And part of the design of the leadership body has been designed with listening to what Clara and Shakesha have just talked about. Because, again, what we're up to is creating a space where people get to engage in, look for, listen for, create their vision in the world. And what we have participants to see, and ourselves as well, is that you're already living your life out of your vision, oftentimes undistinguished as that. But as we engage people and look and listen to them, and they start to talk about their life, you can tell that they're operating out of some vision. And our work is to help clarify that for them. And it, the leadership body, the gatherings that we do as well, are also serve as an incubator for ideas. So, for instance, what Shakesha talked about, or what Clara talked about, or what Edwin spoke of about what he's up to, these weekends are a place for you to come and speak that, and then to speak and to clear yourself. And clearing is another distinction in our work. And we say that you are always in a conversation with yourself. There is a conversation in your head going on 24/7. And that conversation has you either living the life you want or not living the life you want. And the work we do is to break it up, such that you can distinguish where you're in your own way, to where that fear is being generated from, and to begin to distinguish that it is fear that has you not deliver on what you say you're up to, and then to cull out those pieces that are in the way, to begin to break them down, to continue to drill down, till you can tell you, I can see it for what it is. It's just a conversation. It is just a conversation, and as quickly as that conversation can shift is as quickly as you can deliver on what you're up to.
Very cool, very cool. Evan, you wanted to share something?
No, she's taking it to another spot. I had a thought there, but I'll let it go.
Again?
Cliff.
Oh, but we're in another space.
Okay.
Cliff?
Yes, Shakesha.
Shakesha, one of the things to... when Susan was talking right at the top of the show, when she was talking about almost like the structure of the International Black Summit,
yeah.
And I kind of wanted to point to something that's always really inspired me about the International Black Summit is who, like it's in other organizations, it was like the president, the vice president, and, you know, those kinds of officers. In the International Black Summit, what's present is the body. And now the way the body is being distinguished is leadership council. And inside of that, that has it be, and correct me where I switch things up, but what comes up is that once you participate in a summit, you become part of that. As participants, and you're able to, in fact, it's the council that actually says what, you know, like the workingness of the summit, like where we're going to be, where's the next summit going to be. It's just being a facilitator and a participant. When I put on, as a facilitator, I help create curriculum and facilitate the conversation. When I put on my hat, or as I wear the hat of a participant, it's I get to be the almost like the executive body. The executive body is just the folks who have attended the summit. So, you know, on the weekend we'll have an opportunity to be with people who've done the summit all over the world, various times. Some people have done it, you know, ever since the summit's met. Some, this will be their first one. But we come together as a group and talk about, well, you know, what's this body up to? How is this body? So I really like that it's not like comes from officers of what's happening, but that it comes from the body or the participants. And now in terms of what we call the leadership council. So it's to me, that's a little twist because most people always go, well, who are your officers? You know, do you run for something? No, it's all being fueled by the participants.
Right, right. And that's a very unique distinction from other types of organizations. You know, it's very unique, and as I was saying earlier, really organic. It's a very organic space, and I think that structure is a lot more powerful. You know, it's a lot broader, and it really provides us to do a lot more than a typical organization would be able to do and reach a lot more people. I think that's important. And one of the things... we were talking about kind of what happens over the weekend. At this meeting, we're going to be in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and we like to have an activity specifically so that the people who live in the community where the meeting is held end. On October 24th, we'll be hosting such a meeting, and this particular one is called a Summit Share. Oren had talked earlier about prerequisites. We won't be having a prerequisite this weekend, but we will be doing a Summit Share. And I wanted us to talk a little bit, you know, people to share about what a Summit Share provides. Ed?
Well, to me, a Summit Share can provide a sense of the summit. That you go through the history and different things about the summit, giving people can't always just say the Black Summit and someone know exactly what you mean. So this is just what it is. You share the summit with your participants, your guests, your friends and family. And summit share can look many different ways.
Yeah, I really like the point. Go ahead, Susan.
It is what it sounds like. It's an opportunity to share ourselves with a community of people who may not be familiar with us, and that as we keep saying, you know, we've been to so many places around the world and on many different continents, and it originated certainly in the United States. But even when it was in the United States, it was named the International Black Summit out of what got generated in 1991. And we didn't seem to begin to go out of the United States until the mid-90s to begin to really fulfill on that. And, what we would often be challenged by is trying to describe what we are and what we do, and which has seriously been my greatest challenge in terms of telling people what this is. For me, the summit is so experiential that the summit share then provides an opportunity just for people to talk about what the summit has been for them as an individual. And so when you describe the International Black Summit, it may be as varied as every participant there. And it is an opportunity for people to see if it's something that they are interested in, if it's something that calls them, simply by sharing with people who've done the work themselves. And we have those that are open to our community to come out and just be with us and experience the energy that gets created out of this declaration. And that's an opportunity for people to see if it fits.
Very cool.
When I mentioned with family, for me, the summit shares, it's like a reunion, and inside of that reunion, you get to meet your other cousins. So usually at summit shares, there's people there who've done the summit, but there's usually a lot of people who haven't. And in the summit shares I've participated in, one of the things that that I bring is that I get to be with my family again, and they're going to introduce me to cousins I don't know. So the people who haven't done the summit are like cousins for me, you know. And you know how when you go to a family reunion, people go, see over there, that's your cousin so-and-so. And you'd be like, I'd be like, well, I don't know that person. They say, oh, that's so-and-so. You know, Aunt Ella and Ruby and Uncle Jack, that's this kid. They go, oh, that's my cousin. And immediately relate it. Immediately related, you know, and so it's fun for me and time to gather with my people.
Awesome. Oren, do you have something to share on what a summit share provides?
At first I used to see the summit share as like an opportunity just to tell people about the summit and things like that, but I have seen the summit share actually evolve into an event, like a specific event of the summit, that inside of the share, just in the sharing of it, people can get their lives and get the possibility for themselves in a way that they've never had before. And sometimes the summit share can just be as powerful for some people as actually attending a summit.
Amen.
And it, you know, just people might get away there being clear about their vision for themselves, their families, and for the Black community and the world at large, is just a phenomenal opportunity that is available even inside of the summit share. So now summit share also for me has really create a space of celebration. It's the space that when I go, like Shakesha said, it's like a family reunion, but it's really celebration. It's family celebration, friends, food, It's just a great event, and now I what I'm really trying to say is that I've seen an evolution inside of what Summit Shares was being when we first started the summit, to where we are now with Summit Shares. It's really an opportunity for you it's fun for you to get your life, to get who you are, for us to share with each other, and particularly to start to delve into getting, if that is a conversation that someone hadn't before, the conversation was getting your vision for yourself, the Black community, and the world.
Amen.
Yeah. So if I would like to summarize kind of what you all said, it's a Summit Share could provide, it's like an opportunity for people in a specific geographic region to come together to see what the summit conversation is about, to begin their process of sharing and or developing what their vision is.
Very good.
To see how their vision relates to the summit declaration, and to renew old relationships like that family reunion and begin building new relationships with others.
Excellent, Claire. Yes. And also there's a piece, too, for me with the Summit Shares. It provides like a nuts and bolts situation where people actually get themselves, after they experience it, and go, oh, yeah, I want to do that. I want to be there. Is a place to actually get themselves registered. Like, they start to pack their bag. You know, they actually say, yeah, I'm going. And so, it's the information is there for them to get registered, to find out, about how there's a youth, also a youth summit. But they actually start joining. For me, it's like they start getting on the train, this train going that's on the universe track. And so people are getting on at different cars to arrive at this one designation in this coming year. It's London, in London. So Summit Shares are a place where people start getting their tickets, starting to say, I'm aboard, starting to say who's coming with them, and going back and having other people, know about it so they can travel with them. So the other pieces, people actually, can get in action and get registered.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that piece, because that's really, really important. Our annual events are phenomenal, and it's not only about getting in action to be at the annual event. It's getting in action to like fulfill upon what you're being called to do as part of your vision or part of what's up for you in your life. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We've been talking about our youth, and I think our youth summit is probably one of the most phenomenal aspects of the summit that I've experienced. In my early days as a facilitator, my accountability, one of my accountabilities was for the youth summit. And when I started back in 1993, we had youth who I had the pleasure to be in conversation and experience with, who were 9, 11, and 12, and 15. And now some 15 years later, these are adults. And to our listeners, you've never seen some of the most extraordinary young African people and the things that they're up to and the conversations that then they've grown up with and therefore expand out into our world. And when you have an opportunity to be with them and listen at how they hold the world, you really get our declaration. You really get this sense about transforming the universe from words on paper to an expression and experience out in the world. And they've come from all walks of life, from all economic levels, in orientations, to just these powerful young adults now who, I frankly get trained by daily. to see the possibilities that, you know, I will firmly assert that what we see in this campaign of Barack Obama is the work and the energy that we've been creating in the summit. And when I do believe it's an energy. I believe it's an energy that continues to expand itself out, not simply because it's an international conversation. It's a worldwide conversation in the energy of it. And I often cannot put words to express how you begin to see a tangible energy spread itself out. And for me, it's impossible. Having gone through these 15 years, it's impossible for me to have a conversation about African people not whatever, not strong enough, not wealthy enough, not smart enough. Not those conversations get wiped away out of this experience, because this declaration, this work that we do, we are saying, not like it's truth, but we are saying that there's a particular expression that comes from Africans on this planet. And we're committed to expanding that and saying what that is and what's coming through us, and not in any kind of apologetic or explanatory way. It is just the experience of it. And when you, if you hear something for yourself in our listening audience, if you hear something for yourself and it resonates with you, you do yourself a disservice by not coming and checking it out. It's resonating with you for a reason. There is an energy that's speaking to you that's wanting to get expressed through you. And we invite you here because it's an opportunity for you to find out and discover what that is, not just for yourself, but for our world. And that's what keeps me in this conversation, the possibility that it can be for my world and the possibility that it is for me.
Very cool. I very well said, Susan. That was phenomenal. That was really, really, really a great a great summary of all that the summit can provide. And you're right, our youth are incredible. And I wish we had more time to kind of express some of the things that our youth are up to and some of the things that some of our participants are up to. But come to the weekend. This has been a really, really great show. I want to thank you all for your contributions and your participation. And I just want to take a minute to invite our listeners to our upcoming events. The Leadership Weekend is next weekend in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Friday, October 24th through Sunday, October 26th. And as Susan says, you are invited to come and hang out with us on Friday evening at the Summit Share. If you want more information about the Leadership Weekend, you can contact Ed Devon at goldbootq@aol.com. Consider this your personal invitation to attend the International Black Summit annual event in London, England, which will be held the first weekend in August, July 30th through August 2nd, and that's in 2009. And if you want more information about the International Black Summit, to become a member of our community, to register for our regional activities, or the annual event in London, you can log on to the International Black Summit website at www.blacksummit.org. If you are listening and you're a past summit participant and you want to share about how the summit has forwarded your living, your vision, feel free to contact me at lionsview@aol.com to get on the show. You can listen also to any previously aired talk show segment 24/7 online at www.blacksummit.org/talkshow. I would like to thank my very special guest, Ms. Susan Shelton, and my husband, Mr. Edwin Devon.
Absolutely.
And I'd also like to thank Shakesha and Oren for joining in with us, and all your comments and your sharing. It has truly been a pleasure.
Thank you as well, Clara.
Thank you.
Cousins, I'm looking for you, old and new.
See
you this weekend.
And as an added incentive to doing our summit share, Edwin will be cooking, and he is a fabulous cook. So do come out and join us.
Yes, he is.
I'm already starting cooking, Susan.
All right, partner.
I'm going to do a little comedy, just to
Okay.
Also excellent.
Awesome.
Hey, Chikasia, something funny, though. I told my kids that I had somebody come in to audition them for a band to go to London. And when you said
okay.
that, it's just perfect.
Okay, great, great.
All showing up in the space. It's all showing up in
absolutely.
The space.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Why glad?
Why glad? There it is.
Yeah.
Definitely want to invite you all to join us next weekend. I also want to thank the IBS radio team and everyone who listened, chatted online.
Woo!
Yes, for called in to share on this segment of the International Black Summit Talk Show. The You're Invited segment airs every third Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will keep you informed of summit events and activities going on around the globe. Be sure to tune into the next International Black Summit Talk Show, first Sunday of October, for a real treat with our host, John Thomas. Remember, you can listen to this or any past broadcast 24/7 at www.blacksummit.org/talkshow. My name is Clara Lyons Devon, and I invite you to show up powerfully in your life and share the special gift that God gave only to you.
Amen.
See you in London.
Yabo, yabo.
Okay, you all. Thanks.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.